And when they hear that divine message which has been revealed to this perfect messenger, you will find their eyes overflow with tears because of the truth they have recognized. They say, "Our Lord, we believe, so count us among the witnesses to the truth." They add, "What excuse do we have to disbelieve in Allah and in the truth that has come to us, while we earnestly desire that our Lord should count us with the righteous people?" Therefore, Allah will reward them for what they said with gardens served with running streams. They shall abide therein forever. Such indeed is the reward of the doers of good to others. But those who have disbelieved and cried lies to our messages, it is these who are the fellows of the blazing fire. O you who believe, do not forbid yourselves good and pure things which Allah has made lawful for you, and do not transgress. Verily, Allah does not like the transgressors. And eat of what Allah has provided you of things lawful, good, and pure. And take Allah as a shield, in whom you repose your faith. Allah will not call you to account for such of your oaths as are vain, but He will call you to account for breaking the oaths which you take in earnest for doing a thing or not doing it. The expiation for breaking such an oath is the feeding of 10 needy persons, the average food as you feed your own families with, or provide them with clothes, or liberating of someone from the yoke of slavery or debt, etc. But whoever does not find the means to do any of these, then he shall fast for 3 days. That is how you expiate your oaths, when you have sworn them solemnly, and then break them. But do guard your oaths. Thus does Allah explain to you His commandments so that you may give Him thanks. O you who believe, intoxicants and games of chance, and altars set up for false deities, and divining arrows are only abominations, some of Satan's handiworks. Therefore shun each one of these abominations, so that you may attain your goal. Satan only intends to precipitate enmity and hatred between you by means of intoxicants and games of chance, and to stop you from the remembrance of Allah and from observing your prayer. Will you not then be the abstainer therefrom? Obey Allah and obey this perfect messenger, and be on your guard against disobeying them. But if you turn away, then bear in mind that our messenger is responsible only for the conveyance of the message in clear terms. There is no blame on those who believe and do deeds of righteousness for what they have eaten before the prohibition came, provided they guard against prohibited things in the future, and are steadfast in their faith, and do deeds of righteousness, and provided they guard against evil as a duty to themselves, and provided further that they take God as their shield, and do good to others as their duty to their fellow beings. And Allah loves the doers of good to others. O you who believe, Allah is going to try you regarding something of the game which is within the reach of your hands and your lances. Allah will do it so that He may distinguish those who stand in awe of Allah even unseen. But he that transgresses, even after that warning, shall receive a grievous punishment. O you who believe, kill no game while you are in a pilgrim's garb or in the sacred precincts. And whosoever amongst you kills it intentionally, he shall recompense by sacrificing a domestic cattle, the like of the animal he has killed, the same to be determined by 2 just persons from among you, and the same to be brought as an offering to the Kaaba, or the expiation of his sin is the feeding of a number of needy persons, or the equivalent in fasting, so that he may suffer the penalty of his deed. Allah has pardoned whatever might have happened in the past, and whoso does it again, Allah will punish him for his offense, for mighty is Allah, Lord of retribution. It is made lawful for you, even when you are in a pilgrim's garb, to hunt the game of the sea, and to eat its food, a provision for you and for the travelers who can make it a provision for their way. But unlawful for you is the game of the land, as long as you are in a pilgrim's garb or in the sacred precincts. Keep your duty to Allah, to whom you shall be gathered. Allah has made the Kaaba, the holy house at Mecca, to serve as an anchor, a means of support, and a means of uplifting for humankind. And also each sacred month and animals brought as an offering, and animals wearing necklaces meant for sacrifice during the Hajj. He has done this that you may know that Allah knows all that lies in the heavens and all that lies in the earth, and that Allah has complete knowledge of all things. You should know that Allah is severe at retribution, and that at the same time, Allah is great protector, ever merciful. This perfect messenger is responsible only for the conveyance of the message, and Allah knows all that you reveal and all that you conceal. Say, the bad and impure and the good and pure are not alike, even though the abundance of the bad and impure may charm you. Take Allah, therefore, as a shield, seeking refuge in Him, O you people of pure and clear understanding, so that you may attain the goal. O you who believe, do not inquire into the details of divine laws on many things which, if explained to you, would cause you trouble, though if you ask about them while the Quran is being revealed, they will be explained to you. Yet, Allah has passed over this detailed mentioning on purpose, for Allah is great protector, ever forbearing. A people before you asked questions about such details, and then they became disbelievers therein. Allah has not instituted superstition like those of any Bahira, an animal having her ear slit and let loose for free pasture, dedicated to some god. Their milk was not used, nor their back, nor their meat. Or Sa'iba, an animal having given birth to 10 females, liberated to pasture where she would not be ridden, nor milk drunk except by her young. Or Wasila, an animal which gave birth to 7 females consecutively, and at the 7th birth she bore a male and female. Each of the latter was let loose and the milk of the animal drunk by men only and not by women. Or Hami, an animal that is left at liberty without being made use of in any way whatsoever. But those who disbelieve have fabricated a lie by such superstitious dedications in the name of Allah. Most of them cannot refrain from such polytheistic superstitions. And when it is said to them, "Come to what Allah has revealed and to this perfect messenger," they say, "Sufficient for us is that tradition wherein we have found our forefathers." What? Would they follow them blindly, even though their forefathers had no knowledge whatsoever and had no guidance? O you who believe, take care of yourselves, for upon you is the responsibility for your own selves. He who has gone astray can do you no harm provided you are rightly guided. Towards Allah is the final return of you all. Then He will inform you as to what you have been doing. O you who believe, when death comes to one of you, and you wish to make your will, let there be present among you at the time of making the will 2 just persons from among you, and 2 others from among the outsiders, in case you are journeying in the country and the calamity of death overtakes you. In case you doubt the honesty in giving evidence, you shall detain both the witnesses after prayer. Then let them both swear by Allah and bear witness, saying, "We will accept for this our oath, no price. We will bear true evidence, even though he in whose favor or against we bear witness be near of kin, nor will we hide the testimony enjoined to be borne uprightly by Allah, for if we do so, we shall certainly be among the sinners. But if it be discovered that these two have become guilty of sin, then let two others stand in their place from among those heirs against whom the former two witnesses, who were in a better position to give true evidence, are sinfully deposed. And the two latter witnesses swear by Allah, saying, "Surely our testimony is truer than the testimony of those two, and we have not exceeded the bounds of justice in bearing the evidence, for in that case we shall certainly be of the wrongdoers." This way is more likely to ensure that they, the witnesses, will give the testimony in its true form and nature, or at least they will be afraid that other oaths will be taken after their oaths. Therefore, take Allah as a shield and listen to Him, for Allah guides not the disobedient people to the ways of success. Imagine the day when Allah will gather together all the messengers and ask, "What response did you receive?" They will say, "We have no real knowledge about the minds of the people. Surely it is you alone who have true and perfect knowledge of all things unseen." Again, imagine when Allah said, "O Jesus, son of Mary, remember my blessings upon you and upon your mother, how I strengthened you with a holy revelation. You spoke to the people when you were in the cradle and when of old age, and how I taught you the scripture and the wisdom, and the Torah and the evangel, and how you determined from clay the likeness of a bird by my leave. Then you breathed into it a new spirit. Then it became a soaring being by my leave. And by my leave you absolved the blind, the leprous. And by my leave you raised the spiritually or nearly dead to life. And how I warded off the children of Israel from putting you to death. It was the time when you came to them with clear arguments, but those among them who disbelieved had said, 'This is naught but a hoax cutting us off from the nation.' And how I revealed to the disciples to believe in me and in my messenger. And they said, 'We believe, and O God, bear witness that we are the submitting ones.' Recall the time when the disciples said, 'O Jesus, son of Mary, would your Lord consent to send down to us a table spread with a sure and lasting food from heaven?' He said, 'Keep your duty to Allah if you are true believers.' They said, 'We desire that we may eat of it and that our hearts be at rest, and that we may know that you have indeed spoken the truth to us, and that we may be among the witnesses thereto.' Jesus, son of Mary, prayed, 'O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with a sure and lasting food from heaven, that it should be to us a source of festival ever recurring, to the first of us and to the last of us, and serve as a sign from you, and provide sustenance for us, for you are the best of providers of sustenance.' Allah said, 'I will surely be always sending it down to you, but whosoever shows ingratitude afterwards, I will surely punish him with a punishment which I will give to no one else in the whole world.' And when Allah said, 'O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say to the people, "Take me and my mother for two gods besides Allah"?' He, Jesus, replied, 'Glory be to you! It was not possible and proper for me to say a thing to which I had no right. If I had said it, you would indeed have known it, for you know all that is in my mind, but I do not know what is in yours. It is you alone who truly know all things unseen. I said nothing to them except that what you had commanded me: worship Allah, my Lord, as well as your Lord. I was a witness over them only so long as I remained among them, but ever since you caused me to die, You yourself have been the watcher over them, and you are the witness to everything. If you punish them, then surely they are your servants, and if you pardon them, you surely are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Allah said, This is the day when their truth shall benefit the truthful. They shall have gardens served with running streams to keep them green and flourishing. There they shall live forever and ever. Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with Him. That indeed is the greatest triumph. To Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth and whatever lies in them, and He is the possessor of full power to do all that He will. Al-An'am, the cattle. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. All type of perfect and true praise belongs to Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and brought into being all kinds of darkness and the light. Yet in spite of this, those who disbelieve ascribe equals to their Lord. It is He who created you from clay. Then He determined a term of this life, and there is yet another term of the life of the hereafter, stated with Him. Still you dispute, being doubtful about the resurrection. And He is Allah who alone exercises every authority in the heavens and in the earth. He knows you inside and outside, and He knows what you accomplish by way of your deeds, good or bad. And as for the people, there comes to them no message of the messages of their Lord, but they turn away from it. So they have already cried lies to this perfect truth when it came to them. But soon there shall come to them the news of the fulfillment of the prophecies that they have been taking very lightly. Have these people not considered how many generations we destroyed before them, to whom we had given so firm a hold and power on the earth, such a firm hold as we have not given you? And we sent clouds over them, pouring down abundant rain, and we caused rivers to flow, subject to their command and control. Yet we destroyed them, owing to their sins, and raised other generations after them. And if we had sent down to you a book written on parchment, and they had touched it with their own hands, even then those who have disbelieved would have invariably said, This is nothing but a fascinating device to cut off from the people. And they said, If the prophet is true and sincere in his claim, why has not an angel been sent down to him? But if we had sent down an angel, the matter would have been decided. Then they would not have been respited. And had we appointed him from among the angels, we would surely have made him appear as a man, and even in that case, we would have obscured that which they are themselves obscuring now. O Muhammad, certainly messengers have been treated scornfully before you, but that prophecy of the ultimate success of the messenger, which they held in scorn, recoiled on them who had held the prophecy in scorn. Say, go about in the land and see how evil was the end of those who treated the prophets as liars. Ask them, to whom belongs all that lies in the heavens and in the earth? Then, since they will not be able to answer, say, It belongs to Allah. He has taken upon Himself the rule of mercy, so He does not take the sinners to task immediately. He will continue to assemble you together till the day of resurrection. There is no doubt in it. Yet those who have lost their souls will not believe. To Him belongs whatever exists in the darkness of the night and whatever dwells in the light of the day. And He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Say, shall I take to myself a patron other than Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth? It is He who feeds but is fed by none. Say, I have surely been commanded that I be the first of those who submit to God. It has been said to them, be not of those who associate partners with Allah. Say, If I disobey my Lord, I fear the punishment of the dreadful day. He from whomsoever this punishment is averted on that day, God indeed has mercy on him. An obvious achievement is that. If Allah afflicts you with some harm, then no one can remove it but He. But if He bestows upon you a favor, remember that He is the possessor of every power to do all that He will. And He is the all-dominant over His servants, and He is the all-wise, the all-aware. Ask, who is the best witness in respect of bearing testimony? Say, it is Allah. He is witness between me and you, and this Quran has been revealed to me, so that I may thereby warn you and all those whom it may reach against the evil consequences of disbelief and misdeeds. What do you say? Do you in fact bear witness that there are other gods besides Allah? Say, I do not bear witness thereto. Say, moreover, the fact is that He is the one and only God, and surely I am sick and quit of those whom you associate with Him. Those whom we have given this perfect book recognize Him as they recognize their own sons. Yet those who have lost their souls will not believe. Who is more unjust than he who forges a lie in the name of Allah, or who cries lies to His messengers? Verily such wrongdoers will never attain the goal. Beware of the day when we shall gather them all together. Then we shall say to those who associate partners with us, where are now your associate gods about whom you used to assert as gods? On that day, they would have no excuse but that they would say, by Allah, our Lord, we were never polytheists. Look how they lie against themselves, and those associate gods which they used to forge shall fail them. Some of these disbelievers pretend to listen to you, but we have put veils over their hearts due to their own hard-heartedness, that they do not understand, and there is heaviness in their ears to listen to the truth. Even if they see every sign of ours, they would not believe therein. Their hard-heartedness has reached such an extent that when they come to you, they dispute with you. Those who disbelieve say, this Quran is nothing but fables of the ancients. They deter others from believing in this Quran, and themselves, too, keep away from it. Yet it is their own ruin that they bring about by such things, only they do not perceive. Could you but see them when they are made to stand before the fire? They will say then, oh, would that we could be sent back to have a chance to mend our ways. Then we would not cry lies to the revelations of our Lord and would be of the believers. Nay, it is only that this, which they had been hiding before, must have now become obvious to them. Yet even though if they were sent back, they would again return to that which they were prohibited from. They are most certainly liars. And they say, there is no life beyond this, our present life, and we shall never be raised again. And could you but see when they are made to stand before their Lord? He will say, is not this resurrection true? They shall say, yes, indeed, by our Lord it is. He will say, suffer then the punishment as a result of your disbelief. Those who cried lies to the news of meeting Allah have indeed suffered a loss, until the hour of resurrection overtakes them unaware. They will then say, woe to us for our neglecting it, and they shall be bearing the burdens of their sins on their backs. Behold, how evil is the burden that they shall bear. The life of this world is naught but a futile and frivolous thing, causing diversion from God. And certainly, the last abode is the best for those who guard against evil. Have you no sense? We know full well that what they say, by way of denying our messages, grieves you, yet surely it is not you that they cry lies to, but it is the messages of Allah that these wrongdoers are deliberately rejecting. Indeed, messengers have already been cried lies to even before you. But they patiently persevered, in spite of their having been rejected and persecuted, till our help came to them. None can alter the decrees of Allah. There has already come to you some of the news of the messengers gone before. If their turning away in aversion is hard on you to bear, then you may, if you can, seek a tunnel into the earth, or a ladder into the heaven, and then bring them some sign to bring all to guidance. But if Allah had willed, He could surely have brought them all together by force to the guidance. So do not be of those who lack knowledge. Only those who listen respond to the truth. And as for the spiritually dead, Allah will raise them to life after their being buried in graves. They shall then be made to return to Him. And they say, why has not a sign been revealed to him by his Lord? Say, surely Allah has power and is appraiser as to how and when to send down a sign. But most of them know it not. There is no terrestrial creature that crawls in the earth, nor a bird that flies in the air with its two wings, but they are creatures like you, all subject to the divine laws. We have neglected nothing in this perfect book of law. Then to their Lord shall they all be gathered. And those who cry lies to our signs are deaf and dumb, groping in utter darkness. Allah allows to perish whom He will, and whom He will He sets on the right and exact path. Say, do you ever consider if the punishment of Allah comes upon you, or the promised hour overtakes you, will you then call upon any god other than Allah if what you say be true? Nay, but you will call upon Him alone. Then He will, if He please, relieve you of that distress for the removal of which you called upon Him, and you will abandon those false gods which you associate with Him. We have already sent messengers towards the communities before you. Then on their rejecting the messengers, we afflicted them with destitution, calamities, and adversities, so that they might become humble before us. Why did they not then, when our punishment overtook them, grow humble? It was for the fact that their hearts had hardened, and Satan had made their deeds seem fair to them. Then, when they abandoned that whereof they had been reminded, we opened to them the gates of everything. Until when they began to boast over what they were given, we seized them unawares. Then behold, they were in sore despair of all good. In this way, the last remnants of these people who had acted wrongfully were completely rooted out. So it proved that all perfect and true praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Say, have you ever considered if Allah were to take away your hearing and your sight, and set a seal upon your hearts, what god other than Allah can restore these boons to you? See how we expound multiple arguments in diverse ways, yet they turn away thereafter. Say, did you ever consider if Allah's punishment were to overtake you unaware, or after manifest warnings, would any be destroyed except the wrongdoing people? And we send not the messengers but as bearers of good tidings and as warners. Then whosoever believes and mends his ways will have no cause of fear, nor shall they grieve. But those who cry lies to our messages shall be punished because of their disobedience. Say, I do not say to you that with me are the treasures of Allah, nor do I know the unseen, and I do not say to you that I am an angel. I indeed follow only what is revealed to me. Say, can a blind person and one gifted with sight be alike? Will you not even then give thought? So warn by means of this Quran those who fear that they shall be gathered to their Lord, besides whom they have neither a protector nor an intercessor. So warn them that they may guard against evil. And do not drive away those who call upon their Lord, morning and evening, seeking his pleasure. No responsibility lies on you on their account, and no responsibility whatsoever lies on them on your account, that you should drive them away. In case you do it, you would be counted as the unjust. In this way have we made a distinction in some of them from the other, with the result that they say, Are these the ones whom Allah has favored by choosing them from among us? Does not Allah know best the grateful? When those who believe in our messages come to you, say, Peace be upon you. Your Lord has taken upon himself the rule of mercy, so that whoso from among you commits evil through lack of knowledge, then turns from mercy towards his Lord thereafter, and mends his ways. Then his Lord forgives him because he is great protector, ever merciful. That is how we expound our arguments, that you may seek Allah's mercy, and that the ways of those who cut their ties with God may be exposed. Say, I am strictly forbidden to worship those false gods whom you call upon besides Allah. Say, I do not follow your caprices. In that case, I would have certainly become lost, and I would not have been of the guided ones. Say, surely I take my stand upon clear guidance from my Lord, while you have cried lies to it. I have no power over that punishment which you seek to hasten before its fixed time. The judgment rests with none but Allah. He declares the true judgment, and he is the best of deciders as to whom, when, and how to punish. Say, if I had power over that which you seek to hasten before its appointed time, the matter would have been decided between you and me. And Allah knows best the unjust, and he also knows when to punish them. All the treasures of the unseen lie at his disposal. No one knows them but he. He knows whatsoever is in the land and in the sea. There falls not a single leaf but he knows it, nor is there a grain in the dark beds of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, but all is recorded in a clear book. It is he who takes your soul by night, and he knows what you have done by day. Yet he raises you up therein, that the term stated for your life may be completed. Then to him is your return. Then he will inform you plainly about your deeds. And he is the all-dominant over his servants. And he goes on sending guardians to watch over you. When death comes to one of you, our messengers, the angels, take away his soul. They neglect their duty in no way. Then they shall all be made to return to Allah, their master and only true one. Surely his is the judgment. He is the swiftest of the reckoners. Say, who delivers you from the horrors of the land and the sea, when you call upon him in humility and in open supplication, saying, If he delivers us from this hardship, we shall ever be grateful to him. Say, it is Allah who delivers you from these horrors and from every calamity. Still you associate partners with him. Say, he has power to send upon you a calamity from above and from beneath your feet, or he may throw you into confusion by making you confront with conflicting parties and make you taste the dissension and violence of one another. Behold, how we explain our messages in different ways so that they may give thought. Your people have cried lies to this Quran, though it is the truth. Say, I am not responsible for your affairs. For the fulfillment of every prophecy there is an appointed time, and it will not go beyond that, and soon you will come to know its truth. And when you see those who engage in vain discourse about our messages, turn away from them until they engage in a topic other than that. And if Satan should make you forget this advice, then sit no more after its recollection with such wrongdoers. Those who guard against evil are not in the least accountable for these evildoers. They are only to admonish them, so that they may too be guarded against evil. And leave alone those who take their religion as a futile and frivolous thing, causing diversion from Allah. Present life has beguiled them. Therefore, go on admonishing such people by means of this Quran, lest a soul should be consigned to perdition because of its misdeeds. There is no patron for it apart from Allah, nor intercessor, and even if it may offer every compensation, it will not be accepted from it. It is these who are destroyed for what they accomplished. There awaits them a drink of boiling water and a grievous punishment because they disbelieved. Say, shall we call besides Allah upon that which can neither profit us nor harm us by itself? And shall we be turned back on our heels and led astray after Allah has guided us? Like one whom the evil ones have made to follow his caprices, leaving him utterly bewildered in the land, whilst he has companions who call him to the guidance of Allah, saying, come to us. Say, verily, Allah's guidance is the only perfect guidance, and we are commanded by him to submit to the Lord of all the worlds. And we are also commanded by him, observe prayer, and take him as a shield. And it is he to whom you shall all be gathered. It is he who has created the heavens and the earth to suit the requirements of truth and wisdom. The day he says be, it shall come to be. His word is bound to be carried out. To him belongs the sovereignty on the day when the trumpet shall be blown. He is the knower of all the hidden realities and the seen. And he is the all-wise, all-aware. Recall the time when Abraham said to his sire, Azar, do you worship idols as gods? Surely I see you and your people steeped in clear error. Thus, for his pure and noble nature, we have been showing Abraham the sole kingdom of ours, of the heavens and the earth, to grant him an insight into the divine laws of nature. And we did it that he might be of those who are firmly convinced. Then, after being convinced of our unity once on the occasion of a debate on the topic, when the night darkened over him, he saw a planet. He said, on seeing it, to the idol worshippers, is this my Lord, as you assert? But when it set, he said, I do not love the setting ones to accept as my God. Then when he saw the moon rise with spreading light, he said to the people, is this my Lord, as you assert? But when it set, he said, had my Lord not guided me aright, I would have invariably been of the people who have gone astray. And when he saw the sun rise with spreading light, he said to them, is this my Lord, as you assert, as this is the biggest? But when it also set, he said, O my people, I am surely sick of that which you associate with him. Surely I have turned myself with devotion and in a most upright manner to him who originated the heavens and the earth. I have never been of the polytheists. His people tried to overpower him in argument. He said, do you argue with me regarding Allah, when he himself has already guided me aright? And I fear not in any way the things you worship besides him, unless it is my Lord who wills some harm to me. It is a different thing. My Lord comprehends all things in his knowledge. Will you not even then take admonition? How and why should I fear the things that you associate with him, while you are not afraid that you have associated those things with Allah, for the worship of which he has given you no authority? Which of the two parties, then, of the monotheist and the polytheist, is better entitled to security and salvation if you truly know? It is only those who believe and have not polluted their faith with associating partners with Allah, to whom belongs peace and salvation. It is these alone who are rightly guided. That was our argument with which we equipped Abraham against his people. We raise in degrees of rank whom we will. Verily your Lord is all-wise, all-knowing. And we granted him Isaac and Jacob. Each one we guided aright. And Noah did we guide before. And of his descendants we guided David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and Aaron. In this way do we reward the performers of good to others. And we guided Zechariah, John, Jesus, and Elias. Every one of them was of the righteous. And we also guided Ishmael and Elisha, and Jonah and Lot. And every one did we exalt above their people. And we exalted men from among their fathers, and their descendants, and their brethren. We chose them, and we guided them along the exact right path. That is the guidance of Allah. He guides by it such of his servants as he will. But if they had associated partners, surely all their deeds would have gone in vain. It is these messengers to whom we gave the scripture, the decisive authority and the prophethood. But if these, the so-called preservers of the book, reject these blissful things, the book, the authority, and the prophecy, it matters little. For we have now entrusted them to a people who are not at all ungrateful for these blessings. It is these whom Allah has guided, so follow their guidance. Say, I ask you no reward for bringing this guidance. This is naught but a reminder for all the worlds. They, the deniers, have not appreciated Allah with the true honor due to him when they said, Allah has not revealed anything to any human being. Say, who had revealed the scripture which Moses brought, a light and guidance for the people, though you render it as scraps of paper, some of which you show while the major portion you hide, whereas you have been taught through that which you did not know, neither you nor your forefathers. Say, Allah revealed it. Then leave them amusing themselves in their vain discourse. And similar to the Torah is this splendid book which we have revealed, full of blessings, completing in a comprehensive form all the divine messages which were sent before it, and is revealed that you may warn the people of this center of cities, the Meccans, and the people of the places all around it, the people of the whole world. And those who believe in the hereafter believe also in this Quran, and they are most careful about performing their prayer. Who is more unjust than the person who fabricates a lie in the name of Allah, deliberately, or says, a revelation has been sent to me, while nothing has been revealed to him? And the person who says, I will also bring down the like of what Allah has sent down. Could you but see the wrongdoers when they are in the agonies of death, and when the angels would lay down their hands on them, saying, Give up your souls. This day you shall be given a disgraceful punishment on account of that falsehood which you uttered regarding Allah wrongfully, and because you disdained his revelations. God will say on that day, How is it that you have come to us all alone as we created you in the first instance, and you have left that which we put in your charge in the world behind yourselves, and we do not see with you your intercessors whom you falsely asserted that they were our partisans in the disposal of matters relating to you. Indeed, the ties between you and your false deities are now cut off, and the things you falsely asserted to be gods have failed you. Verily, it is Allah who splits the seed grains and fruit stones. He brings forth the living out of the lifeless, and he brings forth the lifeless out of the living. Such is Allah. Wherefore then are you turned back? He is the cleaver of the daybreak, and he has made the night for rest, and the sun and the moon for reckoning of time. That is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. It is he who has made the stars for you, that you may follow the right course with their help in the darkness of the land and the sea. We have certainly explained our commandments in detail for a people who would know. It is he who has evolved you from one living entity. Then he provided for you a permanent abode from the grave to the final abode of bliss. and a temporary lodging from the loins of the Father to the grave. Verily, we have explained our signs in detail for a people who would understand. It is we who pour down water from the clouds, and then we bring forth every kind of vegetation. Then we bring forth therefrom green foliage, from which we produce clustered grain. And we bring forth from the date palm, out of its spathes, bunches of dates hanging low. And we bring forth gardens of vines and olives and pomegranate, similar in kind yet dissimilar from one another in variety. Look at them when they bear fruit, and look also how they ripen. Verily, in all this there are signs for a people who would believe. Yet they ascribe to Allah as his associates the jinns, although he has created them also. And they falsely ascribe to him sons and daughters without any knowledge. Glory be to him, and he is far beyond and above all the things that they attribute to him. He is wonderful and primary originator of the heavens and the earth. How and whence can there be a son for him, when he has no consort? He has created all things, and he has perfect knowledge of everything. Such is Allah, your Lord. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but he, the creator of all things. Therefore worship him, for he is the disposer of all affairs. The physical vision comprehends him not, but he comprehends all visions. He is the all-subtle being, incomprehensible and imperceptible, the all-aware. Say, there has already come to you enlightenment and clear proofs from your Lord. Then whosoever sees clearly and is enlightened, it is for his own good, and whosoever chooses to remain blind, it is to his own loss. I am not a guardian over you. Thus do we explain our revelations in diverse ways, that they, the disbelievers, will say to the prophet, you have learnt well and diligently from previous scripture, but we vary the revelations that it may be a clear explanation from us to the people who have knowledge. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. There is no other, cannot be, and will never be one worthy of worship but he, and turn away from the polytheists. If Allah had enforced his will, they would not have associated partners with him. And we have not made you a guardian over them, nor are you a disposer of their affairs. Do not revile those whom they call upon besides Allah, lest they should revile Allah transgressingly and through lack of knowledge. Just as we made their deeds fair-seeming to them, so have we made to each people fair-seeming what they do. Then to their Lord is their return, so he will inform them as to what they have been doing. And they swear by Allah, their most solemn oaths, that if there comes to them a particular sign, they would invariably believe in it. Say, not to speak of a single sign, there are indeed many signs with Allah. But what is there to assure you that when that sign comes, even then they will not believe? We shall confound their hearts and their eyes, since they did not believe in it in the first instance. And we shall leave them alone, wandering blindly in their transgression.